Well, hello, guys. Well, I've got a bit of a cold today. Actually, it's probably double pneumonia. And it's probably my last video until I move on to the next plane, as it were. But I don't know that, so I'm just going to continue on with the video. Now, here's a news item that's completely gobbledygook. You see, the thing is that Femons are deceitful and liars, but the trouble is, they're not very good at it. You see, they tend to forget that men kind of analyze things. Problem solve it. And I'm sorry, for me anyway, this news item doesn't fly anywhere. But let me tell you about it anyway, and let's pretend to believe it. This Femon used to be a glamour model. Well, aren't they all? All they do is take a picture of themselves, or somebody takes a picture of them with their phone, or they take a picture of themselves in a mirror so they don't have to get somebody else involved, and they're glamour models. But now she's doing an OnlyFans page. Ha, yes, obviously. So you see right there, what would a Femon rather do? Be a glamour model for, say, a company or something, or do an OnlyFans page? Well, anyway, apparently this Femon gets men to go to her place so she can beat them up. And these men are willing to pay £350 an hour. But the news item says these men aren't really muscular. These are sort of dad bods. And apparently a lot of them are married. So you see, this news item sort of degrades males and makes them into bad people, of course. Of course, the reality is this is just another Femon with an OnlyFans page. And this is kind of her side hustle. But of course, they are always pushing the narrative how much money they're making. They're making so much money, it's unbelievable. And apparently guys fly from all parts of the world, apparently, and to pay £350 an hour to get beat up by her. I mean, what a lot of bullshit. And apparently this Femon is a pro wrestler. She's 5'7". Yeah, I don't believe that either. Just because she puts some gloves on, or whatever, or stands in a ring, doesn't make her a pro wrestler. Of course, this Femon does have a male. Of course, they all do, even if they don't. They always tell you that. And she says at first he was a bit put off what she does. Ha! No kidding. But of course, he's got used to it now, and sometimes he gets behind the camera too. Oh yeah? Why is there never any pictures of these guys? Where's the proof? Anyway, guys, I'll put a link to the news item down below, and it's all full of gobbledygook. Seems they get a picture of a Femon and just make a story up around it. So, Femons are all in power and they can do anything. And what do they normally do? Try to extort money from men. Something they've done for hundreds of years. Of course, marriage is the biggest scam. They can sort of play the wife and spend the man's money. And then if it finishes, she can take all his money. And his kids. Complete win-win situation for the Femon. But a lot of men nowadays aren't playing that game. Because they've realised it's slightly fixed in the Femon's favour. And of course, this is just another scam. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think about this news item. You take it easy now, fellas.